ABC Radio Australia.
But first, a ship and its crew, which was intercepted 2 weeks ago, carrying almost 5 tons of cocaine near French Polynesia, is now headed to Sydney. They were allowed to leave after the drugs were dumped into the Pacific Ocean. Australian authorities are staying tight-lipped about whether they're planning to take any action of their own. Lucy Cooper reports.
Making its way to Sydney, the MV Raider and its crew is travelling light after it was intercepted near French Polynesia and the 5 tonnes of cocaine found on board was dumped at sea by French authorities. In a catch and release, the vessel and its crew sailed away unopposed. French Polynesian President Moitai Brotherson says overcrowding in prisons is why the crew couldn't be held there. The country's customs director, Serge Pasetti, said it's an operational realism.
By destroying the drugs immediately, we deliver the harshest blow to the cartels, a direct financial loss. And our priority is to neutralize the drugs to financially strangle criminal organizations. No one escapes justice in the long run.
Whether the crew will be investigated and which jurisdiction is responsible isn't straightforward.
Narcotic smuggling is not a universally recognised crime.
Maritime law expert Jennifer Parker says Australia has no jurisdiction to take action.
It wasn't in Australian waters. It's not an Australian flag vessel. Australian naval members didn't detain them. So you would have to get a pretty high-level agreement between the two countries for us to take them and prosecute them. In terms of whether Australia should be tying up our own taxpayer dollars in our own court prosecuting drug smuggling crimes that occur on the high seas, no, I wouldn't think so.
Ms Parker says if the ship was intercepted in international waters, as French authorities say, what happens on board the vessel is the responsibility of the flag state. In this case, West African country, Togo.
It's changed its flag from the US flag to the Togo flag, which is a known flag of convenience. Flags with lower oversight that are often used to hide criminal activities.
That's Noam Rabinovich, the Director of Product Marketing at Winward, a maritime AI company which put the vessel on the radar of authorities before it was intercepted.
The radar had been dormant for a long time, for a couple of years, and then suddenly reappeared in Honduras and then changed its identity. It then changed its pattern of life. It began operating in a way that didn't match its historical profile, like a first-time visit to the Panama Canal. So that change in behavior prompted our Windward system, our AI models, to flag the vessel as risky for smuggling.
A spokesperson for the Australian Federal Police did not provide a comment on the location of MV Raider or whether it is responsible for interception and detainment of its crew, but says that the AFP will continue to work with domestic and international law enforcement partners to bolster our shared future and combat the threat of organised crime. Steve Simon, chair of New Zealand's Ministerial Advisory Group on Transnational, Serious and Organised Crime, says recent illicit drug seizures and discovery of narco subs suggest unprecedented amounts are making their way to Australia and New Zealand.
The volume of drugs that are coming through and the profits to be made from them are so high that unless we can reduce the markets in New Zealand and Australia, the demand will result in those drugs coming some way or other through the Pacific.
He thinks Australia could do more.
If I use the analogy of the old game battleships, we can get together our different pieces and try and block out these superhighways for drugs coming down through the Pacific to our countries.
Back in French Polynesia, Serge Pasetti says cooperation is key.
What is most important in sharing information with all the services? We trust between the French customs and the Australian customs are never been higher.
French Polynesia Customs Director Serge Pasetti ending that report from Lucy Cooper.